Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're going to be paying tribute to composer Michael Dana, who just won an Academy Award for his wonderful original score for Ang Lee's Life of Pi. Now, we spotlighted Dana about 3 years ago on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema in a show which included music from films like Breach, Fracture, Exotica, Surf's Up, Bounce, Little Miss Sunshine, and Ride with the Devil. However, Dana's resume is vast, and there's so much more which we haven't really had an opportunity to dig into. Dana is a Canadian composer who's been working in the world of film music for over 25 years. He's perhaps best known for his many collaborations with Canadian director Adam Egoyan, and he's also the brother of Jeff Dana, another fine film composer. He's a composer who's certainly capable of writing lush, sweeping melodies when the occasion calls for it, something he so memorably demonstrated in his score for Life of Pi, but his music is often quite subtle and understated. We're going to begin with a perfect example of that. Dana's music for Bennett Miller's Capote, which is primarily performed with a pretty simple blend of strings and piano. It's spare, somber, atmospheric material which captures the film's chilly tone and the inner turmoil of the title character. Take a listen. Thank you. That's music from Capote, written by Michael Dana. Dana also scored director Bennett Miller's next film, The Wonderful Moneyball, which starred Brad Pitt. The score is a bit more prominent in this case. It's a little bigger, and it has an approach at times which is more than a little reminiscent of Philip Glass, but it's still very much in Dana's own voice as well, and a rather effective effort. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music from Moneyball, written by Michael Dana. One of the most prominent Christian films to arrive in theaters in recent years is The Nativity Story, a lavish retelling of the story of Christ's birth. Not everything works, but it's generally a respectable take on the story, which benefits from strong production design and solid performances. Michael Dana's score is one of his most enjoyable, incorporating a number of familiar religious melodies with his own rich, compelling material. It's a score which is alternately epic and intimate when it needs to be, and an opportunity for Dana to work on a larger canvas than usual. Let's take a listen.
Amen.
listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music by composer Michael Dana on the program today. Just offered his wonderful score for The Nativity Story. Michael Dana and his brother Jeff have collaborated with director Terry Gilliam on a couple of recent occasions, and the results have been exceptional each time. First, there was Tideland, perhaps the smallest, strangest movie of Gilliam's career. Critics loathed the movie, but it was unquestionably an ambitious and challenging effort, which demonstrated that the director was still eager to try new things. The score is one of the film's strongest elements, bringing some genuinely haunting shades to the proceedings. There are also a number of memorable songs peppered throughout the movie, including an infectious gospel song, which we'll include in this suite of music by Michael and Jeff Dana, written for Tideland. Enjoy.
Jesus
Excellent music from Tideland by Michael and Jeff Dana. The Dana brothers next collaborated on The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, which is one of Gilliam's strongest films of recent years and contains the final performance of actor Heath Ledger. Witty, visually dazzling, and emotionally involving, the film is one which works on nearly every level, in spite of the fact that Ledger wasn't able to finish filming his scenes. The Danas once again crafted a full-bodied, flavorful score anchored by a memorable main theme. Gilliam's films always benefit from strong music, but this soundtrack ranks among the best featured in his movies. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
wonderful score written for The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus by Michael Dana and his brother Jeff. We'll conclude today's program with one of the scores Dana wrote for director Adam Egoyan. The movie Chloe, starring Liam Neeson, Julianne Moore, and Amanda Seyfried, was made under some rather distressing circumstances. Neeson's wife passed away midway through filming, and the script was altered significantly to give Neeson a less prominent role. Despite this last-minute change, the movie still works remarkably well. It's an effective thriller. The score is built on a blend of gentle thematic ideas and urgent rhythms. It has a palette which is considerably more compelling and rewarding than the average Hollywood thriller score. We'll wrap up today's program with a selection from Michael Dana's score for Chloe. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.